Hello, and welcome to Education Radio. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, teacher, and your neighbor. Joining me is Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo.
Hi, Adri. Well, we are down to just 6 days of school
It goes so fast.
Much-awaited Christmas holiday break.
Yes.
This is the last English podcast episode for this year, and I want to take just a minute to reflect on our journey at ASD Radio.
Yes.
You know, we're recording our 47th episode.
Wow.
This means that we've recorded 23 English episodes and 23 Spanish episodes.
Wow.
In our journey, we've had very special people joining us. We have one today. We've had students, school board members, our superintendent, principals, teachers, counselors, and a plethora of other school staff as guests. And I have to say that I have learned a lot from listening to their stories, experiences, and perspectives on our educational system.
Absolutely. And of course, most importantly, we've been able to share this with our community, and hopefully we've brought them information that they were interested in. Now I'm going to go out on a limb and invite you to share with us topics you're interested in learning about, questions you have. Email Dr. Murillo or myself, or stop us at the grocery store and tell us something you'd like for us to, you know, talk about on the podcast. We're here for you.
That's right. I'm pretty easy to find.
Yeah. You do kind of stand out in the crowd.
Yes.
Whereas I get lost in the crowd. Yeah, All right.
Not like Dion. I am literally pretty easy to find. I'm 6'9".
I know. All right. Let's begin with our first segment, happenings at our campuses.
All right. The first thing I want to talk about is Green Day.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about the popular band People My Age, I know of. Our guests might not know who I'm talking about, but people my age might recognize Green Day. But anyway, Green Day was a celebration that happened right before we went on break for Thanksgiving.
Green Day sounds interesting. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Green Day was a special event to celebrate our district moving to the green or performance category on the district performance framework. Our kids at the elementary schools walked into their school buildings that day, and it was all green.
Oh.
They also had a celebratory assembly and even had athletes from Adams State University congratulating them on their accomplishment.
Well, that is great news and deserves all the celebrating we can do. And our hope is that other campuses can move into that green zone with this year's performance.
That is the plan. You know, OMS is on a good trajectory.
Good. We hope to get there. We are working for it for sure.
The other thing happening is we finally got official confirmation that Andrea Gay has been democratically elected to serve on our Board of Education.
Okay.
This notification came right in time as 4 out of our 7 board members spent 3 whole days attending the CASB State Convention. CASB stands for the Colorado Association of School Boards. And this is a chance for board members to learn about the role of the board and many other topics. And I personally got a chance to attend some learning sessions with them, with some of our board members, and we learned about school finance, school accountability, legal stuff, and policy 101. And of course, it's also a chance for them to network and get to know other school board members and superintendents from across the state. And I just personally want to thank our school board members for being willing to put in 3 long days of time, because again, they don't get paid.
Right. And sometimes people think, oh, you're going away and you get to be gone for 3 days. Mm-hmm. No, you are in sessions.
Yes.
Early in the morning, and sometimes mm-hmm. they go into the evening.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's all that networking that's mm-hmm. happening, right, yeah. throughout.
We started at 7 a.m. Because we had breakfast and we needed to get ourselves there. The convention is held at the Broadmoor. We did not stay at the Broadmoor.
Ooh.
We stayed at the Cheyenne Mountain. Yeah. It is a nice place, though, but we stayed at the Cheyenne Mountain, which is still nice. We had sessions all day, and then we did spend some time together getting to know each other.
Excellent. Well, congratulations to Mrs. Andrea Gay, and a special thanks to all of the board members who are dedicated to making our district stronger. All right, well, we are going to move on to our next segment, Celebrate.
All right, here we are. This is my favorite segment.
Yes, it is.
Again, we have the pleasure of serving about 2,100 students at Alamosa School District. Each one of our students is unique and special. Today, I have the pleasure of having one of those very unique and special students with us. We want to welcome Sienna Gallegos to our show today. Welcome.
Sienna, welcome to Education Radio. It has been a few years since you were in middle school, and it is always wonderful to see my former students grown up and doing well in the next step of their educational journey. Why don't you tell our community a little bit about yourself?
All right, yeah. So I'm Sienna Gallegos. I've grown up in the Valley pretty much my entire life. I started in San Luis. However, from kindergarten on, I've been in the Alamosa School District. Since middle school, okay. I guess COVID kind of happened.
Yes.
We had cohorts, but after that, I got really involved in my school. Outside of school, I got really involved in the city, and I've been dancing for the past 10 years.
Oh,
and yeah.
Exciting. Wow, you have been busy. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
Sienna's an excellent dancer, I have to say.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure she's great at everything she does, but I've seen her dance quite a few times with Semillas de la Tierra.
Excellent. Yeah, wow. She... Very good.
All right. So it's been just a few years since I've been in high school. What's it like to be a high school student today in 2023 at Alamosa High School?
Right. So I'm a senior there. I've had the typical high school experience for about the past 3 years. It's pretty good, honestly. I'm going to have to say I haven't had too many bad experiences in high school. Our Alamosa High School District makes it easy for students, although we don't have a ton of opportunity. I mean, I've met a lot of other high schoolers that they come from crazy schools, but we do pretty well for ourselves here. Yeah, we have a good, strong community bond.
Excellent. So tell us what activities you're involved in at the high school.
Okay, so at the high school, I'm part of our newer group, Minds in Shape, with Brock Benton and Olivia and Aaron Ramirez. I'm the senior class student president.
Okay.
I'm vice president for the National Honor Society. And then I'm the Rocky Mountain District Governor for Key Club.
Wow.
So I think I got all of them. But yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Okay, so out of all those things you mentioned, and then you also talked about having had, I guess what you call the normal high school experience, so making the assumption that you are taking several concurrent enrollment classes, what's that one thing that you like the most about being a student at Alamosa High School?
I guess I love our community. I love that I've known my friends since kindergarten. All of my friends, I've had a lot of the same group, but I've known everyone. We're all very close, and I feel like we just have that bond together, and that's one of my favorite parts, just being able to know everyone's history, family, background, stuff like that.
Excellent. So you're also involved in the community, you said.
Yes.
You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So since my freshman year, through Key Club, actually, I got in with the Homeless Coalition for the city, so I'm the youth representative on that. And then dance, of course. So I'm part of the Semillas de la Tierra group, so I dance folklorico.
Okay, so how do you balance all your activities, your leadership positions, your schoolwork, and getting ready for college? How do you balance it?
I'm going to be honest, it's hard. I have procrastinated some stuff. I mean, that's kind of natural. Honestly, the biggest thing I would say is having someone to keep me true. I think I use my mom a lot for that. I make sure to update her on my life and my friends. And she's always like, oh, didn't you have that thing? Didn't you say that? And it kind of helps keep me true with that.
Okay.
So
I'm going to throw another question in. So do you keep, like, a planner, a calendar? How do you keep it all straight?
This is going to sound horrible, but I use my brain a lot.
Okay.
I have a calendar, but I always forget to put stuff in
okay.
it. So
right.
I'm kind of always like thinking about the time and what do I have when. And
okay.
So I'm sure over time, as I get way busier, I'm going to have to start putting stuff in my calendar, honestly. But
right. Go brain power. Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. If you had a magic wand and could change one thing about our schools, what would that be?
Simply, I think more academic opportunity, maybe more AP classes, maybe an IB program. It's just something, I think, kind of lack of that academic opportunity is taken with, like, the Adams State classes, and that really helps us a lot. But then it turns into something where you have so many, and then it kind of struggles with getting into college, not getting into college, but if those classes transfer over or not. Mm. And you're kind of like, do I have to take those over? I wish I would have taken an AP course. That would have looked better. Yeah. And that's just something I wish we could change a bit.
So are you taking any AP courses at the high school?
I am right now. I'm taking AP Statistics and AP Calculus.
Okay. All right. So there's some opportunities, but you'd like to see more AP classes. Definitely.
It's just that sometimes the concurrent enrollment classes don't transfer over. And if they don't, you kind of would rather have that AP class that helps you with, like, the score and the GPA and stuff like that.
Okay, that's something to think about.
That's great feedback.
That's right. So what career are you thinking of pursuing?
Well, right now, I'm not exactly sure. The direction I'm going in, or the major that I've kind of declared for myself, is business administration. Okay. I also have an interest in computer science, so I'm thinking of double majoring on that.
Oh, good. That would be demanding.
A bit.
But yeah, I think it would also make you quite versatile, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So you are a high school senior. You are just a few months from graduating from our system.
Oh, goodness.
As scary as that sounds.
Time flies.
What is one piece of advice you would give your younger self?
I think that the world keeps turning. I think I stressed myself a lot, and I was kind of more competitive than I needed to be. I mean, the world doesn't stop, even if you feel a little down or if you feel a little tired. And I think that's motivational in a way, that keep going. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing can really get in your way.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a piece of advice you wish you had been given, right? That somehow you had understood that. So what advice do you want to give ninth graders, or maybe even eighth graders getting ready to go to high school?
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of people get down on themselves and then they end up doing nothing in a way. I think minimal effort does matter. And people think like either zero or 100 effort. I think as long as you keep yourself steady, you're going to go on a good route, and you're going to build it for yourself.
Okay.
You know, we've had Michelle Wilson here, principal at 3-5, and her saying is, forward is a pace. And what she means by that is exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Just keep moving forward.
Definitely. I mean, I think getting too hard on yourself just leads you to a stopping point, and you need to, like, kind of forgive yourself and
yes.
Definitely.
Sometimes we let ourselves be paralyzed by perfection, right?
Exactly.
And just move forward. Excellent. Okay.
Sienna, you talked about, you know, community quite a bit, and you talked about Alamosa High School. And, you know, one of the things I really like about our town is you really can't go anywhere without seeing maroon. And someone is wearing something mean moves, right? And there's such a power and small community. But what does being a mean moves mean to you?
Definitely. I think being a mean moose means being part of a bigger family, being part of something generational. And I think that's kind of powerful, knowing that your mother, your mother's mother, that entire line, and showing how successful they were is kind of showing how successful you'll be. And I think that's just very powerful that it has such a long lineage to it.
Yeah, a lot of very important people, very powerful people doing great things have come out of Alamosa.
Absolutely. And more great things are going to happen as these, as I listen to you guys week after week, and I think, wow, where are you going to go with this? I mean, just, you know.
Definitely.
Where will the future find you? That's awesome. Well, Sienna, thank you so much for being with us today on Education Radio. We know that undoubtedly we will hear great things about you as you continue your journey. Stay in touch with us. And any shout-outs to family or club members?
Yes, of course. Honestly, shout-out to my entire family, all of my friends. I think they're an amazing support system. Boyfriends, friends, they're amazing. Their family, honestly, I think everyone around me has really helped me, and I've strived to be my best because of them.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, we're going to move on to our next segment, Senior Moment.
All right, Sienna, who better than a student to talk to our current seniors or upcoming seniors about, you know, what should a high school senior, again, junior, sophomore, be thinking about during the month of December of their senior year?
Right, definitely. So for a lot of us, that early action, early decision deadline is passed. However, I think a lot of people get too worked up about that. I mean, me and my friend were actually looking at it. There are decision deadlines until July. Like, you're fine if you're going into college. If you're not, you have plenty of time to think about what you want to do, if you want to go into trade school, stuff like that. Next, definitely scholarships if you're going into school. I think, especially for people here in the Valley, scholarships are a big deal. Adams State itself is, like, really amazing in terms of scholarships and different stuff like that. But even outside of Adams State, you want to be thinking about that. I mean, everyone is always so scared of student debt. It's not as scary as it seems, but you definitely don't want to drown in it. Next, I think as a senior in December, you really, the semester has gone by so fast. I mean, you kind of have to catch your breath every once in a while, and I think just enjoying being in the present is really important for seniors right now.
I was going to mention that. Don't forget about prom. don't forget about all
so
those cool things.
Many things coming up in the spring. All right. Well, thank you for that information. And we're going to move on to our last segment, upcoming events.
All right. You're still here, so let me ask you. Yeah. Are there any activities coming up at the high school that our community should know about?
Actually, yes, this weekend, I'm not sure the times, but they're having a craft fair in support of the juniors, so they're the ones who usually host prom. They're having a craft fair there at the high school to fund it. Just looking out for all, like, the different basketball games, wrestling games, those are coming up soon, and then prom isn't until May, so we don't have to worry about that anytime soon.
Well, you know, the band and choir will have their concert at Ortega Middle School on Tuesday, December 19th at 6:30.
That's it.
All right. Well, that does it for today's episode of Education Radio. Parents and neighbors, thank you for joining us. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our district page. Remember, parents, that a good education is key to your child's success and provides your child with a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District. Students today, leaders tomorrow.